So, Desi, we're looking forward to the final. You've had a couple of days for the semi-final one to process. So, what's the feelings now, Grandad? Has it changed from the end of that semi-final and the Balbofe McCool Park when you beat St Michael's?
Look, Sunday was great. Sunday was brilliant to have all the people there and out on the pitch as well, and everybody came over from the ladies' game, and it was great to have a big crowd there and to celebrate it. Like, Sunday was about us getting over the line, and we did. We stumbled over the line, but we got there, and look, as everybody said, it was 60 years. It was brilliant. And there was a great atmosphere in the town Sunday night, and it was brilliant. But now we're back to looking forward to a game and a few days' time, and that's where that's
is that hard to adjust for. To, is it?
Not
get your head round or focus down, sizzle down at it again.
Not really. No, look at how it's look at if you were taking home a cup, then it's time to adjust. But we're not, we're looking forward to going to county final day and everything that it brings. Like, we're just looking forward to being there.
And I know, speaking to you after that semi final one, you had talked to your players after COVID that the target was to be in a senior final. So this was all part of the blueprint, Desi, by the sounds of it.
Well, it was part of mine. And I always believe, I've believed since I was a player that we could be there. And it's no different now. As I said to somebody today, 35 years or 36 years trying to be there, And look at how, when we started playing, that's all we wanted to do. Everybody in Dunlow wants to play in the senior final. And look at, we were never lucky enough, but these boys are. And hopefully we can put up a show when we get there, that we're not just making up the numbers.
And listen, it's a really solid group that you have, and it's all made up of guys that are related to each other. There's cousins and there's family members and brothers and everything all mixed in there. But they're part of groups who had underage tasted success, Desi, as well. And this is now you're seeing the fruit of it through here.
Most of them now, the first group there would have been, even you take it, Connor Green, like, they were playing in county finals when they were underage as well, and would have won Division 2 final, championship finals, and that's going back to, I probably managed Connor at under 12, then you go to Darren Curran and them boys there, they were always competing in finals, and Mark and Barry and them, Ryan Connors, they all won their, Jason McBride was in that team as well. There's six, seven of them, I think, on it that won that under 16 out in Termin that day against Unions, And then Karen McGee's group then went on and won an A final at under 14, And we had a minor success at Division 2 during COVID with Dara and Karen McGee and all them were on that team. Aaron Ward, they were all on that team as well. So look at Ty, there has been wee bits of success in Dunlow at underage, but look at, this is a different level of success with these boys because they won and they went to two intermediate finals and won one of them, and look at, they've pushed on and they're pushing on all the time, and they'll not stop after Sunday week. They'll want to push on again.
Is the build-up different for the senior than what it was like for those intermediates that you were involved in?
Probably it will be. Look at, we're kind of trying to stay on the periphery of it a wee bit, but look at it, it'll be massive. There's no doubt in it. Look at it, it'll be massive. The town, you've seen yourself on Sunday, look at, the town's going to be mental. It's everybody wants to talk about it. Everybody that meets a player wants to talk about it. That's the way it is, and there's no point in us saying to them that it's not going to be that way. It is going to be that way, look at Oisin. Everybody wants to be in a county final, and Dunlow's no different than anybody else in the county,
Listen, whatever's happened in the championship so far, that's it parked, because this is a new challenge for you. But what's it going to take? Like, these guys beat Unions at underage in big finals. Now they're here in the senior stage against them. If you are going to get the hands of the Dr. Maguire, what's it going to take?
It's going to take a lot of work. A lot of hard work, because they, to me, and I said at the start of the year, they're the best players in the county. They have the best players in the county. And, you can see them, the O'Donnells, Kieran Moore, there's not only two O'Donnells that play in the county, there's three of them that are equally, Connor's as good as the other two boys, And then you have Eamon Doherty, who played for the county for years. If every one of them has played at county level, and that's the difference. Look, they're the team. They have the players because they have the numbers in Letterkenny, and every other team is trying to get up to it, and we're just coming and under the radar there, and hopefully we can put up a show against them and see where we take it.
But it's final. final day, and anything can happen, Desi, and you don't understand that as well. You may be underdogs, but anything can happen on the day.
We know anything can happen. We were 13 points up against Lochinvar, and we threw it away. So anything can happen, and hopefully, we can stay. We're there. We're there to try and do our best and try and win the game, but we have a serious challenge in our hands to with the team that they have, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us all we can do is wish you the best of luck on the final.
Thank you, Oisin.